A mining entrepreneur is making what may be Australia's biggest ever charitable donation, and he wants others to follow his lead. Clive Palmer has announced a donation of $100 million for medical research and to support remote communities in Western Australia. Clive Palmer made a fortune in Queensland real estate and is now the chairman of the mining company Mineralogy. As one of Australia's richest people, he says he expects to donate hundreds of millions more to communities in the Pilbara over the next 30 years. The national peak body, Philanthropy Australia, says the scale of the commitment is unprecedented. From his office in Queensland, Clive Palmer spoke to David Weber in Perth.
Well, actually, if you work it out, we've done a deal with the Chinese government where they're mining our ore up at the Pilbara, a project called the Sino-Iron Project, and they'll be paying us a royalty stream over 30 years, and at the moment, on the formula we've got for the foundation will be receiving around about $10 million a year, each year, on current value. That would add up to about $300 million over the period, right? But with a net present value of about $100 million, it'll all go to the support of communities in the Pilbara and also go to medical research in Western Australia.
Some of it will be going to, say, the Telethon Institute for Child Health Research?
Things like that, I can't say exactly because we haven't received their proposals or had discussions with them individually, but we're looking at medical research in Perth, which has for a long time had world standard medical research but has been poorly funded by government and industry, and we're looking at, you know, disadvantaged communities in the Pilbara such as Roeburn community or Aboriginal people or poor other Australians.
It's been reported that this is unprecedented. This could be the biggest charitable donation in Australian history.
Well, it probably is, but from my perspective, our company's a private company and we've certainly made a lot of money out of the Pilbara and we've got more than we need to survive comfortably. So, it's a question of where you can deploy the money, where it can do the most good.
And where you think it can do the most good is in the Pilbara itself.
Well, I think the Pilbara's been a very important area for Australia. It's generated a lot of wealth for the community right across the continent. And Melbourne and Sydney people have benefited by the Woodside Project, by what BHP and Rio have done there for many years. And the local community has been very much neglected, unfortunately, because it's been seen as a transient community, just, you know, fly in, fly out. Well, in actual fact, a lot of people now make the Pilbara their home, have lived there for 30 years. They're bringing up their families in substandard conditions with not the same facilities and resources that you'd have in Perth.
So you're not just talking about the Indigenous people, you're talking about a lack of infrastructure in the cities and towns themselves.
Well, that's right, for many, many members of the community. But also, in relation to the Indigenous people, I guess, if you visited Roeburn, which is a predominantly Aboriginal town, you'd see that the standard of its facilities is nowhere near other towns in the Pilbara, even or in Western Australia, and there's no reason that that should be the case in 2008. We need to all be cognizant of that as Australians and to share a joint responsibility for what we can do in a positive nature.
The question that I suppose cynics would ask is what are the tax benefits of a charitable donation like this?
Well, unfortunately in Australia they're not so high, but that's not the motivation for giving them. I mean, if you donate some money to something that's tax deductible, you in essence get a 30% value of your $1 donation. So you're still missing out on 60% of the benefit, right? But that's not our motivation for doing it, and we expect that we may or we may not get a tax benefit. That's unclear at this stage.
Do you think that miners could do more to put something back into the community?
Well, we hope it'll be $300 million over 30 years, and we think they could do more, and that's the reason we're making this announcement, to encourage other resource companies who have done so well, after all, to just think of the people less fortunate than ourselves and provide them a little bit of support.
The chairman of the mining company Mineralogy, his name is Clive Palmer, speaking to David Weber.